Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And this morning I am delighted to have as my guest Krista Dunk. And she is the first Twitter connection that I have had on my show. We connected solely through Twitter. And she is an amazing woman. She has written a book called Step Out and Take Your Place, How to Discover and Live Your Everyday Calling. And she and her two children live in rainy and beautiful Olympia, Washington. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. I'm excited to be here.
So how did you know to follow me, or how did you hear about my work?
You know, I think it was actually through Twitter. We just connected somehow, and it's kind of one of those things on social networking. You don't always quite know how it began, but connect up with different people. You are kind of one of those people.
Right.
I'm like, oh, wow, this is somebody who's like-minded, and that's fun. Get to know Laurie Baltimore.
Oh, that is great. So tell us about your book, Step Out and Take Your Place, How to Discover and Live Your Everyday Calling. Why did you write that? What prompted you to write that?
You know, that's a really good question. Step Out and Take Your Place was something I had been working on bit by bit, and God really evolved what I thought this book was going to be and what it ended up being. And it's a lot about my own personal journey of being a Christian woman and being very frustrated about knowing, in theory, I knew that I was unique. I knew that God had a special plan for me in my life. However, I did not know what that plan was or how to figure it out, and it left me very frustrated, and I searched around for many years. I tried all kinds of different business ideas. I served in lots of different places within my church. I went from kind of career to career, all these things, because I thought, what, maybe this is it. And, you know how that goes. I know I'm not the only one out there. There's probably some people going, oh, yeah, that's what I've done. And so finally I told God, we had a conversation. I said, God, I cannot do this anymore. I can't waste my effort, my money, my time, my energy. You've got to help me figure this out. I want to know what your will is for me, and I don't want to do any more Krista plans. I just want the God plans. And so several years, I kind of went on a journey and discovered really what God has for me. And I felt like there were a lot of people in that same boat, and I wanted to kind of write and share my experience and share how I discovered what my gifts were and what my calling was so that others can do the same. I think it's very important.
Now, you belong to a group called Koinonia. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Koinonia Business Women, yes. My friend Tammy Rudman and I, in 2008, we started this organization for faith-based women in business, because we ourselves were women in business, and we were not really finding networking and learning opportunities that had that faith piece mixed into it. And so we kind of started something that I think was missing in our own lives and businesses. And so, yes, Koinonia Business Women, otherwise known as KB Women, and that's where faith, business, and women connect, collaborate, and grow. And so we have some... we have an association that people can join if they're interested. We have newsletters, and we actually have a Blog Talk Radio show as well in about an hour.
That's right. Krista and I were talking in the pre-show, and she said, well, I have a show too, so I didn't have to do a drill with her. She was just right on top of it. So this organization, is it virtual or is it local, or how can anybody join?
Okay, it's kind of, there's kind of both options. We do have a local chapter that meets once a month here in Olympia, Washington, and we have had other chapters too here and there across the country, and we do quite a bit of virtual connecting as well. We have monthly teleclasses and a virtual mastermind call that we do once a month. And like I said, radio show, newsletter, and blog, and things like that. So, yeah.
How many women are in the group?
Well, on our newsletter list, we have over 500 ladies on there, women in business. And in our association, that just started less than a year ago, there are, I believe, about 55 women who are a part of what's going on there in the association. So it's fun. I like to connect with the like-minded gals.
And what does koinonia mean?
That's a Greek word, and I know it's sometimes a challenge to spell and say. But it means to be in fellowship with God and with like-minded believers, and to express our depth and richness in joint participation. So it's very, very deep meaning there that kind of fits what we do rather well.
How beautiful. How beautiful. So what happens when people do not understand their gifts and calling in life?
Well, I think there are several things that can happen there. You know, if you're like me, you're going to grasp and really feel like your life's kind of random. You're going to be searching, and you might be frustrated. And I think we all inside have a deep need to feel like we have purpose, because we do have purpose. And when we are unaware of what that is, there's a dissatisfaction, I think, that kind of lives within our hearts that is... we just know there's more. And I think that there's a lot of people who know that there's more out there, and they want to find it, but they're not sure what to do. They have commitments, financial commitments, and they might be stuck in a career or you know, feel stuck because of these financial commitments that they have, when really they'd much rather be doing something that they felt like they were making a difference. Because I know that's God's heart, is for us to really make a difference in the lives of others in a meaningful way. And so, there's people, you know, I think I'm convinced that midlife crises are due to not understanding what your gifts and calling is. You know, you get to the certain point, maybe it's 40, maybe it's 45, 50, I don't know. But you just start thinking, what? There's got to be more. Is this it? It might, you know, and maybe
right.
Some defenses that's in or whatever it is. I believe that people who really are operating in their gifts and understanding their calling, they're not going to fall into that same mindset of having a midlife crisis, because they're going to be more satisfied within themselves that they know what they're doing.
So in your book, you talk about calling components. How do they play a part in a person finding their calling?
Okay, that's a good question. Yes, the calling components, this was something that was part of my journey with the Lord. And he really was talking to me about, he showed me to take an inventory of myself. And there are 8 different calling components that I think people can take a look at in their own lives, because they're all working together for some kind of purpose, some kind of God purpose. And, you know, it's things like personality. We are each very different in our personality styles. As you know, I love your path elements profile that you have, and very interesting for people when they're in their business worlds and their offices and companies and talking about, well, okay, so how do you operate? How do you work? What is your personality like? How do you respond? All of these things. You know, it's not a coincidence that you have the personality that you have. And, you know, we all have spiritual gifts as well, something to take a look at. It's very important. And things like even your past experiences. I believe a lot of times we have a lot of wisdom to share with other people when we have gone through things ourselves, when we have experienced things in life. That is something meaningful to really take a close look at and to see if somehow your calling in life has to do with a past experience that you have had, whether that's positive or potentially whether that's been negative too. So there, all together there are 8 calling components. And
So how did that, this last one intrigues me as for as it relates to you personally. You talk about something in your past that might hold a clue to your calling and future. What was that for you?
That's really good. Well, I think for me, I had a past experience. One of my big past experiences was being someone who was very unable to express myself verbally. I grew up as a young child, very shy, very introverted, and even beyond what you would think as a shy person, I actually could not express my emotions or express myself in front of people really hardly at all. And for many years, it was difficult for me. You wouldn't really know it now. Here I am, a Blog Talk Radio show host and
tweeter.
But I was very, very timid, and I would say I suffered from timidity. And I think part of the reason why my book is called Step Out and Take Your Place was because of this experience that I had when I was about 6 years old. It's kind of a long story, but basically I realized one day when God brought this to my memory, and there was an event where I actually won a coloring contest, and I was able to go to the circus and bring my whole family with all these tickets, and they called. Yes, and they called the winners out to, you know, to get their reward. They got to go into the center ring and ride on the circus train or whatever it was. And I refused. I was so mortified by having all those eyes on me. I refused to step out and take my place there and get what was rightfully mine. And I think it was an interesting experience, but it was also more of an interesting experience to have God really bring that back to my memory. And just that I was sharing it with a friend while we were driving, and the words came out of my mouth as I kind of teared up, and I said, I refuse to step out and take my place. And then as soon as those words came out of my mouth, it was like, that's the book title, Step Out and Take Your Place.
Wow.
There are too many people who are not stepping out to take their place, whether they don't know what their place is or they do, but something's holding them back.
Wow. Well, it's just, we just have a few seconds left, really, and I just want to commend you, Krista, for your stepping out and taking your place. And isn't social media a great way for people who are timid or shy to begin to find their voice, even if it is just a tweet, and then it leads, one thing leads to another. So I really recommend to our listeners to check out Krista Dunk's website. Go to info@KristaDunk.com. kristadunk.com. Krista, thank you so much for being on the show. You did a great job, and blessings to
thank
you with your book and your life's work.
Thank you, Lori Beth. You the same. Thank you very much.
All right. Stay sunny in Olympia.
We'll try.
All right. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye. Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.